Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Rival will start in just a few minutes. And thank you for joining me this morning. It's almost time already. Can you believe it? Waiting on the show to start. Today sometime. Why do I have feedback? Monday morning, my feedback.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for joining me today on Monday Morning Mindfulness, Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. I'm your host, and I'll be joined by my co-host today, Lionel Abdul-Haq of Community Cultivations, and today's topic is, what a difference a day makes. Dinah Washington. I know the okay thing. You know, I try it. What can I say? Dinah Washington. What? Who is she? Where is she? And why is she still having an influence on the community? That's the question of the day. Well, that's what we're going to discuss today. And we'll also be joined by her niece, Kristen, who is doing a tribute to Dinah Washington at the DuSavo Museum. And all of that information is on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And while you are there, do be reminded to scroll down and check out all the good information. There's tons of it. Coming up this Wednesday, there's another free grocery giveaway by Dr. Willie Wilson, over $70,000. And on Saturday, free gas. Yes, more free gas with the Willie Wilson Foundation. So that information is on my blog as well. You could also go to his page, Willie Wilson, on Facebook, Willie Wilson. And that's it. If you are listening online, thank you so much for liking and subscribing while you're there. We are on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and our Facebook page, HLN TV Show. So hit that subscribe button so you'll get the notifications and all the good information. We just don't tell you to subscribe for nothing, because anytime we post, we're not on here to play. We're on here to post and give you information, and we hope that you will share that information. So, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. It is Monday, August 1st. If you're celebrating a birthday, it's Leo love. It's Leo time. And I have lots of Leo friends. And we say happy birthday to you, and happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If you are, excuse me, special prayers for the sick and the shut-in and the incarcerated and the non-believers, because it's just something going on every single day to keep us confused. So sometimes you just have to tune out to that and tune into this, to the heart, to the spirit of the soul that will never, ever leave you wrong. Never steer you wrong. Don't believe me? Try it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If you'd like to join us online this morning, we'd love to have you. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. After the 7:30 break, we'll be taking calls. Be sure and set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19, and 24/7 on the World Wide Web Higher Learning TV show. Also, while you're on the web, be sure and go to diabeticdonut.com, because that is where a lot of us will be diabetics if we don't get a hold of this blood sugar issue, because all this garbage we're eating, and it's causing issues with our kidneys, liver, lungs, pancreas, spleen, spine, all that. That's why we do the morning meditation, so that you can bless the essence of what's going on in your body, because you can do that, and they don't tell you that. They tell you to run to the doctor. I digress. I do it all the time. Get used to it. So you might want to go to diabeticdonut.com and download that free PDF, because there's good information in it. You see me drinking this every morning. It's not because I like it. It's because I reverse type 2 diabetes. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric, 7 ingredients, and they do not taste. They do. They taste delicious. Hey, but it works. That's all I can say. It works. Got my numbers down from 7-something down to 5-something. 5-7-5 to 6. It reversed from 7-5 to 5-7. So that makes a difference. And if you want to do something different, you got to do something outrageous, like drink some nasty food. I shouldn't say that, should I? Well, it is. We're not drinking for taste. We're drinking for health. So get over it. Add some more water to it and make it call it a day. Okay. So, and while you're there, we've got a Facebook page for that, too, diabeticdonut.com. And, excuse me, it is now time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation inspiration. And then comes meditation. And today it comes from, as it always does, Mike House. Who's Mike House? Zelda. Well, if you go online, Google his name, you can get on his list, too. Mike House, M-I-K-E, House, just like the house building. And for Monday, August 1st, it says, shift to God's will. Let today mark the beginning of a new month of living in close contact with God. So many of us think that to receive goodness and prosperity in our life, we must suffer or beg or beseech for it. Let us be reminded of the words of the Reverend Don Ned. It is God's will that every individual on the face of this earth should live a healthy, happy, and prosperous life. That's a UFBL statement of faith. Start the shift in your heart and soul and will and my way as God's way. As God's way is my way, and God will always allow you to allow yourself to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, good and pleasing and perfect will. That's Romans 12:2. As we understand and believe this, we affirm that it is God's will for me to be healthy, happy, and prosperous. I receive it and accept it as God's will is done, because I will not seek mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. And that's from John 5:30, King James Version. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness inspiration with Mike House. Thank you so much for being a part of the Female Solution, whatever city, state, or country, or continent you're watching from. Type in the comment section and let me know where you are watching from, what city you're in. And now it is 7:12. It's time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. You know what that means, right? It's time to get clear about anything you want in life. See, because we have this power. They don't tell us this. They don't teach us this in school. You have this power within that's having been laid dormant for all the years that you've been living. And it's time to activate. That's why here on the Female Solution, we activate to meditate. What does that mean, Zelda? It's just a simple, small reminder that in your life, there's a part of you that you have not activated. And how do I know that? Because Spirit gave it to me. How about that? I am not in control of anything. I am simply sharing with you the messages that I have been given. And this is the message that I've been given to share with you. And it's called Meditate to Activate. So what I want you to do is to get comfortable wherever you are, sitting, standing, lying down. And I want you to close your eyes and just get comfortable in yourself, in your seat, wherever you are, and know that you are at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Whatever it is you're going through, it just can't teach you a lesson. I know you can't see it right now because your heart is broken and you're disappointed and you're this, that, and the other, but all of that happens to get your attention so that you can be still. Because when you're still, you can listen, you can hear, and I need you to hear. And not hear with the mind, but hear with the heart, because Spirit will never, ever, ever, ever lead you wrong. In all of my 60-plus years going on 70 now, I would think I know a few things, and Spirit never leaves you wrong. So let us begin to just close our eyes and pay attention to the breath. We will breathe in through the nose, out through the nose. And why do I say the nose? Because when you breathe in and breathe out through the nose, it makes you breathe just a little bit more intense.
so that you can feel your chest rise, you can feel your stomach inflate. As a matter of fact, take one of your hands and inflate your stomach. Put it on your stomach so when you breathe out, when you breathe in, you can feel your stomach expand. Does that make sense? Shake your head. Okay. All right. So we'll inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Okay? Here we go. Close your eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. So inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Once more. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Just simply focus on the breath. Close your eyes. And exhale. Inhale deeply. And exhale. Once more. As we breathe in and breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the spoken word. It is the spoken word that can generate within us the powers or activate the powers that we already have that we may or may not be aware of. That is why we meditate to activate. As we breathe in, feeling the chest expand. And as you breathe out through the nose, feeling the chest deflate, we give thanks for the power of the breath as we meditate to activate. We give thanks that we are in the consciousness of believing of the power that is within, that guides us, guards us, and protects us. Especially in times of chaos and confusion, all we have to do is breathe in and breathe out. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, we give thanks for the power of the mind that allows us to focus on the breath and the possibilities of what we can experience as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Doesn't matter if we're breathing all together. What is important is that our eyes are closed and we are comfortable in our bodies paying attention to the breath as we breathe in. We give thanks for the power of the breath to meditate, to activate. As we breathe in, we inhale wealth and exhale debt. Let's do that one again. Inhale deeply. Inhale wealth. Say it out loud if you need to. And exhale debt. Because when you speak the word out loud, it can come to fruition if you practice this daily. Inhale wealth once more. Hold it. And exhale. A lot of us are focused on money because that's what this capitalistic system trains us to do. But if you focus on yourself and what you were put here on this planet to do, whatever your mission is, you are already wealthy within, and now we must practice how to initiate wealth within so that it will show up on the outside. That's why we inhale deeply, inhale wealth, and exhale debt. All those credit cards, all those student loans, all those car notes, mortgages, all that keeps us trapped in a cycle of needing and wanting and desiring that which keeps us in a state of chaos and confusion. So let's take one long last deep inhale deeply. Inhale wealth. And exhale debt, whatever your debt may be. Let's inhale faith. Inhale deeply. And exhale fear. Whatever the situation is that's going on in your life that has you a little discombobulated, feeling a little fearful, have a little anxiety, a little tension around it, it does not matter. Because you are taking the time to what? Inhale faith. Hold it. And exhale fear. We are real good about talking about faith, but practicing it is another story. So let's do that one more time. Take a long, deep inhale. Inhale faith. And exhale fear. And just be with that at the moment and see what that feels like and give thanks for the power of the breath that you can inhale faith and exhale fear. Once more, inhale faith and exhale fear. Now, you know August is the month of romance, and it is time that we romance ourselves as opposed to waiting on someone else to give us the love we need. Self-love begins at home, in the heart, in the mind, in the soul, in the spirit of that which we exist. Excuse me. So let us inhale love through the nose. Hold it. And when we exhale fear, let's blow that out hard through the mouth. Let's do that again. Inhale, love. Hold it. And exhale, hate. Once more. Inhale, love. Because this is a part of self-love. You're taking the time to become attuned with your body as you continue to inhale and exhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath. Releasing all that negative tension that may have been in your body as you begin to rock your body from side to side, and you realize that you were really a genius in disguise and nobody even knew it, even you. That's why you inhale genius and exhale doubt, because that which you have been thinking about has also been thinking about you. So it's time for you to put aside the doubts and indecision of what you may thought you could not do. With the power of your breath and the energy of the creator that created you, knows that there is a genius in you, and it's consistently waiting on you to continue breathing in and breathing out and getting in touch with that power that is within you, that is the genius that is within you, that you are in touch with, and now you are activating that genius. So whatever it is that you need to do, the answer is already there, because you are the genius. You were born a genius. You just didn't know it because you listened to what the society said that you were not. But now that you know better, you do better. So let us inhale genius and exhale doubt. As we move on, if you need love, I say it all the time, don't look for it out there, look for it inside. This is part of self-love. Inhale love and exhale love. Oh, you are just a love machine. As we inhale love and exhale love, breathing in and breathing out the love of the day, that is the energy that you are arming yourself with. And that power will carry you if you allow it to. As you simply inhale love and exhale love. Ladies and gentlemen, these are what is referred to as affirmations. Affirmations are positive self-talk. And that is exactly what we're doing this morning as we inhale affirmations. And we exhale all of that negative self-talk about what I don't have, what I need. You have everything you need right now. You have breath. You may have a breathing issue. You may have a sight issue, a body issue, whatever your issue is. Replace it with something positive, and I promise you, you will begin to experience a different kind of life. That is why we inhale affirmations and exhale negative self-talk. Excuse me. That's why I always have some tea here in the morning. Warm that throat up. Inhale affirmations. Breathe in. And exhale that negative self-talk. And these are affirmations that you can try on your own. You can practice on your own, I should say, on a daily basis. Any of them, all of them, at the same time or individual, it does not matter. And this is, I encourage you to go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, so that you can see and select your choice of which t-shirt you would like and take a picture of it, and of you in it, of course, and send it to us, and we will be doing a contest for those who purchase the t-shirts. They are available on the site, and you can go to higherlearningnetwork.org, and with that t-shirt, it's a donation to the, it's tax deductible, and it is a donation for the homeless. This is the, I'm just full of air this morning, aren't I? This is the way that we raise money for the homeless. They need water, generators, heaters, batteries, tents, and if you go to my blog or our Facebook show or our Instagram, I keep forgetting about Instagram. The young people know all the time. This is our homeless project on Instagram, hln.homeless.project. And you can go there and you'll see the work that we do. You can also go to our Facebook page, HLN TV Show, because we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. We can't wait on the government, because you see what they think about us, right? Killing us every day, so that ought to tell you something. So you can't wait on anybody else. You have to do it yourself. So that's what we do here at the Female Solution. At the on the Higher Learning Network TV show, and donations are tax deductible, and that is available to you. And I just want to finish up this session by reminding you that the breath is your first line of defense. When you are attacked mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, you simply stop whatever you're doing and just stop breathing. People will look at you like you have lost your mind. And it's okay. Because actually you found your mind because you breathe in. I hope you've still been breathing all this time I've been talking. And if you're not, it's not too late. Let's take one more long, last deep inhale deep in. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as we exhale. Take one more long, last, deep inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as it resonates through the top of our head, from the top of our head, down through our face and forehead and our arms. As we bring our arms out and move that body and wiggle those fingers, because we sit all day and the body needs to move, so you rotate those shoulders backwards and forwards as you continue to breathe in. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the solar plexus and the chest and the sides and the hips and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees. I am a former skater, so I know about the knees. And if you were skating, if you were active in any kind of sport, the knees are the first thing to give out. So inhale deeply. Sending more love, light, and energy down to the knees. Rub on the knees, honey. Your legs, the ankles, the arches, the insteps, the top and the bottom of the feet, and wiggle those toes. Yes, wiggle those toes. Sending more love, light, and energy back up through the legs and the thighs and the hips and the buttocks and the back. We give thanks for the power of the breath as we continue to breathe in. Bringing that breath back up through the chest. And back up through the top of the head, we give thanks that we are in a place that we can give thanks for the power of the breath that continues to keep us here alive. We give thanks for the brain. Inhale deeply. We give thanks for the heart, the liver, and the lungs, and the spleen, and the spine. And all of that is working for us And we don't even have to put an effort for it. All we have to do is what? Breathe in. Hold it. And breathe out. And as this session comes to an end, let's take one long, last, deep inhale deeply. And as you exhale, look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Oh, that feels good, doesn't it? Ah, yes. Bring the head back forward and inhale deeply. Looking to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. I don't know about you, but that feels good to me. Mm-hmm. And once more. Bring the head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left. Slow down, you're moving too fast. And slowly rotate to the right. I hope you're moving your head and not just watching me, because this is most beneficial for you in the process of getting to know yourself and practicing these affirmations and feeling the spirit of joy within you as you move, as you breathe in. Bringing that head back down, chin to chest, and rotate that head to the right. And slowly bring it around, feeling the stretch of the neck in increments, a little bitty increments. Bringing that head around to the left and back around to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. And look to the left as far as you possibly can. And then look to the right as far as you possibly can. Take one last deep breath and just give thanks for the power. We are very grateful that we can breathe on our own this morning. We are not hooked up to a respirator, or if we have breathing issues, we are very grateful that we can still breathe, because someone somewhere is not as fortunate as you. So simply give thanks. And give thanks for those who may be on a breathing apparatus and those who may be facing health challenges, like some of our loyal listeners, like Mama AZ in Arizona and Minister Cynthia right here in Chicago. Mama AZ is in a nursing facility. No, she's back home. Great to see you back home, Mama AZ. And Minister Cynthia is out of the hospital. She lost her husband last week, and she's back home too. So if you know someone sick and shut in, check on them. Do that, because someone may have to check on you. Ooh, it is 7:32, and it is time for our first break this morning on the Female Solution. If you'd like to call in a few minutes, 515-605-9325, and you can press 1 to speak, and we will bring you on. But in the meantime, in between time, you know I told you about Dr. Willie Wilson and what's going on with the food giveaway, $70,000 food giveaway this coming Wednesday. And on Saturday, it is the free gas giveaway. So here's a little information for you. Be sure and share it. And with that in mind, we're going to take our first break, and we will be right back.
Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson.
Kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student's needs. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago contains the entry. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves. But I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. We'll be joined by our co-host, Lionel Abdul-Haq, at 8 o'clock. But right now, we're going to bring in the lady of the day, Kristen Atkins. She is the dynamite performer. There she is, my sister, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us this morning. Unmute yourself because I can't hear you. Are you muted? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Kristen, I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
Oh, wow. I can hear you, though.
But you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. So
don't worry about it. Just keep talking. How about that? Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Female Solution. It has been a challenge to get a hold of this lady. Girl, you just like your auntie, Dinah Washington. And people are saying, Dinah Washington? Who is Dinah Washington and how did she influence the culture? She's gone. Been gone for a minute. And she is still influencing the culture. So tell me, Kristen, how did this come about? How did this event come about? And this event is the tribute to her at the DuSable Museum. And it will be taking place. Well, I'll let you tell us about that. Tell us how this project got started, Kristen. And she's looking at me like I'm crazy, so that means she can't hear me. Can you hear me? I can hear noises in the background, so maybe you need to unmute. Can you unmute yourself? Well, no, you are unmuted.
I'm still not able to hear you.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure I'm doing wrong.
Okay, why don't you sign out?
I can see you, though.
Okay, sign out and then come back in.
Oh, okay, come back in.
Yeah, because I can hear you loud and clear. I don't know what's going on.
Try that.
Okay, so I'm going to get rid of that for a minute and take a comment from the screen. Vieta Robinson, my sister from another mister, says, Grand Rising Sister, see you soon. All right, you're going to join in the conversation after 8 o'clock. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that. And if you want to join in the conversation, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. While we are waiting for her, So is she back? I think she's back. All right, there she is. Let's see what happens here. Can you hear me now?
Okay, I still don't know why I can't hear you.
I don't know why either. So why don't you just go ahead and tell us, that's right, she can't hear me. Maybe I'll put it up on the screen. Tell us about the event. That way. Tell us about event. I don't know why she can't hear, but you know, it's Monday. It's Monday morning. We hear you. Just tell us about the event. Tell us about the event. Tell us about the event. Okay. Just talk.
Okay, we're going to try this one more time.
Okay, so she's kicking herself out again, I guess. Yeah, there she is. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. It's called Monday Morning. Craziness. Okay, so maybe she will check back in. In the meantime, in between time, let me show you what happened this past weekend at the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Where we, every last Saturday of the month, we have a teen talent contest for children 13 to 19. And they can win prizes, cash. Some of the prizes are here, a road cam, things of that nature, and scholarships, too. And this is just a sample from Saturday. Oh, I probably need to turn that up so you can hear it, right? It is turned up, so why can't we hear it? It's muted, that's why. Thank you. just a small sample. There are others here as well, but this little girl here was good. I can't remember her name. I think it was that Z? I think that was Zika. I think that's her name. Did you hear that? So that's on our Facebook page, so you can go back and see that. You can go back and see that on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And you can also subscribe while you are there. We greatly appreciate that. And Kristen is her name. I'm calling her Dinah, right? Dinah's with us this morning. Thank you, Dinah. Thank you, Queen. So we're having some difficulties getting her on the screen, so why don't I just let that play until we can get her in here so that you can hear her. Oh, I forgot to show it, huh? And StreamYard was a sponsor of the Global Vocal Teen Talent Contest, so I just wanted to share that with you. And, oh, there was another one there, but I want you to, I can always bring that back. You can always go to our Facebook, our YouTube page or Facebook to see that. I'm trying to call Dinah, I keep saying Dinah, it's her niece Kristen, who is doing a show at the DuSavo Museum. All of that information is on my page at ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Okay, she's back. Here she is. Kristen.
All right, I can hear you finally.
Thank you. Wonderful. Yes, I can hear you, girl. And I know you got to go at 8 o'clock, so bring it on, girl. Tell us what's going on right here.
I can stay a little bit longer.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to join the conversation because our co-host will be on at 8 o'clock. But this is fine. We would love to have you stay with us. So tell us what's going on at the DuSavo Museum.
So I'm doing a production. It's not just a concert. It's a production. So you'll see presentations. You'll see family tributes. You'll see me singing. You'll actually hear Dinah Washington perform. Well, back in the day, she passed away, like.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But you'll just see a lot of, it's really like an interactive, fun history lesson.
And what's the name of the event?
Destination Dinah, a musical journey.
Destination Dinah, a musical journey. Okay, go ahead. I just want to put that up there on the screen.
Right, so it's going to be at 5 p.m. and people can get their tickets at Eventbrite, or if they're in the south suburbs, they can go to Fabulous Fine Boutique or the Wire Design Boutique. So, a lot more at Country Club Hill. But they can always go to Eventbrite, or they can visit
KristenAtkins.com. Destination Dinah, a musical journey, correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And for those who don't know who Dinah Washington is, because she passed in 1963, was it?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about Dinah Washington, who she is, and how she came to be.
Well, Dinah Washington was born August 29th. That's why I'm doing it August 27th. Just like a birthday tribute to her. She would have been 98 years old.
Wow.
And she was the queen of blues. She was the first queen of blues. There have been others after her, but she has been the first one. She was a trailblazer. She headlined in Las Vegas. She toured all over the world. She even told Queen Elizabeth, you're not the real queen, you're an imposter.
Ooh.
So she had a great sense of humor.
She sure did.
She was pretty tough. Like, if you came to her concerts or saw her at a show, you needed to be quiet. quiet and listen, or she will butt you out.
Okay. That's a real sister.
So she was very spicy.
Okay.
And she did win the second Grammy, which was in 1959, for One of Their Sisters' statements.
That's what I am pulling up right now. People always say, okay, so what song did she sing? She sang many songs, but that's the one that she's really known for. And I'm just trying to get rid of this commercial here so we don't show the commercial. We want to actually hear her sing. So when old school will know who she is, but the young people need to know as well.
And that's why I'm doing this.
Right.
Bring her back to the forefront. Because if they saw a respect with Jennifer Hudson,
yes.
His lives played that one.
Yeah, and played it, girl. She played it.
She really did.
Yes,
even though my aunt didn't she didn't know the state. That part was true.
Yeah. Well, you know they got to add a little drama to
it. They got to add a little drama to it. But she did do, she did go off on Patty Austin. She sang one of her songs in her presence, so she did cuss her out.
Okay, in the movie with Jennifer Hudson, Mary J. Blige played her, and I thought it was, I was like, wow, she played that role really, really well. It's like, Heffel, you don't sing the Queen's song, and the Queen's sitting right there in the audience. What is your problem? But the girl didn't know. But anyway, let me play about 10 seconds of this audio because I don't want to get Facebook jail. I mean, YouTube jail. So I'm only going to play a few seconds. And this is Dinah Washington. What a difference that they make. That's mine.
24
Big green one. By the edge. Now that's Dinah Washington. You can go Google it and you can see it on your own because I don't want to be in YouTube jail. So you can go see that. But that's just one of the many, many songs that she had. And she had a boatload of them.
She did. And I don't think people realize that they're actually hearing her at the airport. Or in like dated TV shows like Marvelous Miss Maisel on Prime Video.
Yeah.
She has been on there too. Like her music has been playing because it's set in the 1950s. But this Bitter Earth was featured in Shutter Island, the bridges of Madison County. So it's been in a lot of
And it will continue to be in a lot of movies. And this is if you go to Google and type in Dinah Washington, you will see a list of, I mean, just a plethora of songs, All for Those in Love, Vinyl Me Please, her greatest hits, especially her greatest hits, you can see all of them here. And if you just scroll down, I mean, there's just song after song after song after song after song. Oh, This Bitter Earth, Mad About the Boy, Since I Fell for You. Live TV in 1955. They wasn't even letting black folks on the radio TV in 1955. And she was on it. So that ought to tell you something. I mean, she just Google it because you need to know. See, the rappers don't know that this, Backwater Blues, baby. Oh, I can't play it, but yeah. She, I Want to Be Loved. More today than yesterday. Oh yeah, it's just a ton. So you've got to go to Google.
Over 2,500.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Over 2,500 songs.
Yeah, and who does that?
Right.
2,500 back in the day, really? Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, she was before her time.
Yes, she was.
And I'm glad to see that she was before her time. So that we can know a little bit about her because she caught natural hell. Being a woman in this industry, because the industry doesn't respect women at all. So it's like, you know, now I wonder if Nicki Minaj or Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B, I wonder if they know about her. We got to send them this video because they need to know that Dinah Washington, who came before them, paved the way for them to be where they are today. I'm sorry, I digress. Go ahead, girl.
So I was going to say, she's had a lot of interesting experiences. And even though she was the Queen of Blues, she still was always searching for love. But she had seven husbands.
Oh, wow, so, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yes, seven. So with her last year, she was really happy. Then that's something when you finally have you need to just go away from the earth.
That same,
like the mission is done.
Yeah, same thing happened to my brother, Katrell Bradley. He's been a bachelor all his life, and he found the girl he wanted to marry, and then he died of cancer. I was like, Lord, I'm mercy. He was a sweetheart, too. Looked like Philip Michael. What was it? Philip Michael Thomas from Miami Vice? I didn't realize how handsome he was because he was my brother. You know, you don't see your
right,
brother like
yeah,
that. Yeah. But anyway, I digress. But, yeah, I'm right there with you. Go ahead, sister.
Now, so I just really want people to come out and get a feel for who she really was. And I think they'll just enjoy learning about all of the different history that they're going to see. And then she made some great songs. And her and Brooke Benton. Really, baby, you got what it takes. I said, So you'll hear some prevention. You'll even see some acting.
Okay.
So, yeah, they got to come out to see the acting courses.
Okay. All right.
I don't want to give everything away.
No, don't give everything away.
It's not what people think.
Right.
They probably just think I'm just going to stand up there and sing all of her songs. And I am, but it's got to be interwoven into other things.
And
I'm a music teacher by trade, and I do productions all the time with my students. So some of my students will also be in the audience.
Oh.
So they're going to see how I take it to another level.
Oh, okay. And where do you teach it?
I teach at Ashburn Elementary.
Ashburn Elementary. Where is that at?
Southwest.
Ashburn Elementary.
Ashburn Community.
And so what are the ages?
8300 South St. Louis.
So how old are the children there? Like 6, 7, 8?
Yeah, pre-K to 8th grade.
Yeah, pre-K to 8th grade. The reason why I ask is because, you know, we have the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest where children 13 through 19 can enter the contest to win prizes. But these are a little bit, they're a little bit young, but...
my 8th grade.
Yeah, your 8th grade. I was about to say your 8th grade because we even had some contestants who were 11 years old, 12 years old. And it's like we don't want to discourage them, so we just put them in the competition and let them,
just let them go.
Let them do what they do. You never know. It's like you look back 20 years later, it's like I was on the Higher Learning Network TV show and I won it. Look at me now. Yay! So what made you... Go ahead.
That competition... is a really great thing. Like back in my aunt's day, they didn't really, I call her Aunt Ruth a lot because her name was Ruth Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But she started at the Regal Theater, and at the age of 15, she won a talent competition.
Really?
So, yeah. And so from there, Lionel Hampton ended up hearing her and changed her name to Dinah Washington.
Wow. Now see, that's something nobody knew.
Yeah.
And I am so disappointed, in not in myself, but I read the book Queen.
Uh-huh.
The book is this thick, and I read it back to back. I quit a job watching it, reading that book because it was just it was so good. I was working at a telemarketing company, and I would go to the bathroom on my break, and they kept saying, "You go to the bathroom a lot. Are you okay?" I was like, "No, I got bubble guts. I got to go back." I was working at the
book.
I was in there in the bathroom every break. It's like, she's staying in the bathroom. She must be sick. Yeah, child, I'm sick. The book was just that good you couldn't turn it down because in the 30s, a black woman in this business was kicking B-U-T. She didn't take no, didn't she carry a pistol?
Yes,
she was no punk. I was like, wow. She was doing this in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s? Really? Yeah, Dinah Washington was no punk. But anyway, the play is good. And I want you to do that play. But I also want those who are listening to go get that book. After you see the play, then go get the, you'll be compelled to get the book, because you're like, man, this lady is dynamite. She was like Ma Rainey. I've seen Ma Rainey. I read the book Ma Rainey. She was just like her. There's no difference. She was, they were some dynamite sisters who led the way, who are still leading the way.
And you know what? And when people actually come to the production, they're going to hear my mom, which is her sister. She's 82 years old, and she's going to be telling some very funny stories.
Oh, my goodness.
She was there, and she performed on stage. Sometimes she would open up for my opera.
Oh, wow.
So, she just had great, great stories. And I know some of the young people are not going to know how to play sound.
Right. And they need to know.
Some of the stories.
They need to know.
Yes, and they need to know. And they'll just see her true character.
Okay.
So they'll see how giving she was and what a family person she was. And even though she was a celebrity, she still never forgot about her family.
Mm.
And I think that's just awesome.
One of the things I loved about her. She was always family first. She was just like Ma Rainey, and I love Ma Rainey. But when I found out about the Queen, Dinah Washington, I was like, oh, wow, it's two of them? Oh, my goodness. And there's no telling how many more there are, and we just don't know about them. My Naima Latif, executive producer, who will be joining us after the 8 o'clock break, says, Grand Rising Beautiful Queens. I know that What a Difference a Day Makes was used in a popular commercial. Yes, many commercials. Who gets paid the royalties for that? The family of Dinah Washington, the record company, or the songwriter, or who? Who gets paid for that?
So who gets paid for that is Dinah Washington estate, which at this point is her grandchildren.
Oh.
My cousin and son, he passed away last year.
Okay. So
you'll be seeing her grandchildren as well.
Oh, wow. So it's a family affair.
It's a family tribute. So you'll be seeing them in their talent.
Okay, so bring out the family. Right on.
Bring out the whole family.
Okay, it is just a little bit after 8 o'clock. We have to take our next break and stay close. We'll be right back.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God. The light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
And rising, and thank you for joining us back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. We are joined by Kristen, the niece of songstress Dinah Washington. Excuse me, Destination Dinah. Yes, Dinah Washington, Destination Dinah, a musical journey. And we're taking calls now if you want to call in, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And if you're watching online, let us know what city or state or continent you're calling from. I'm sorry, you're calling from, that you're watching from. Just type it in the comment sections on our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show, or Facebook, HLN TV Show. And as you can see from the screen here, Kristen, the songstress, is showcasing her aunt, Dinah Washington, who is a legend in blues in this world, and our young people need to know about it. So thank you for doing the work that you're doing, Kristen, because people need to know. They think, you know, you just blow up and no. You had to step, you had to go through a process. And that process was very difficult for our people back in the day. So it's important that they know this. Is your class coming to the event as well?
I'm not sure who's all going to come, but I know some of my students are
going to come. I would think they would be, because this is it's a learning experience for them. If you want to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll take your call. We see you there on the switchboard, but you got to press 1, and I apologize for that person who kept calling a couple of calls. And I know sometimes they charge a little bit, like a penny a minute or something like that, but those pennies do add up, so we understand that. So if you call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we'll take your call. If you're looking at the screen there, Destination Dinah, it's a musical journey. I love the fact that you make it an experience. Just not coming up here singing.
No. No, so if people think that, they have to come and see for themselves. It's not, it's about the music, but it's about her life. Because people need to be, they need to be inspired by who she really was. And then also you'll get a chance to purchase my children's book, The Adventures of Dinah Washington.
Oh, wow, you have a children's book.
I have a children's book. So, yes, I'll be at the expo as well on August 12th to the 14th at the McCormick.
Expo for Today's Black Woman. Well, it's not called that anymore, but we know what it. I don't care what it's called. We know that's what it is. Yeah.
BWE, Black Women's Expo.
Okay, yeah, Black Women's. That makes sense because back in the day I worked at the Clear Channel stations, V103 and GCI, and Mary Green was the marketing director of the Expo for Today's Black Woman, and actually that name belonged to Jennifer Kitt, so she had to stop using it. So after that first year, attendance kind of fell off because people were looking for the Expo for the Days Black Woman, and they didn't know that the name had been changed, so the attendance dropped drastically. So it's good to see. Kudos to Mary Green because she's got it back up and running now. You know, with a name, when you change a brand like that, things just happen. I know anytime I was.
She
had it
in Detroit, too.
Yeah, she's moving it all over the place. And I know anytime you have major speakers there and they don't have a lot of people in the room, that's an issue. So that rebranding is crucial. So I'm glad that you have taken the time to brand Destination Dinah, a musical journey. How old were you when you began singing?
7 years old.
Really?
Yeah, but it kind of runs in my family because my mom, she started playing the piano at 12.
Okay.
She was playing for a church at 12. And my aunt Ruth, a.k.a. Donna Washington, she started playing when she was 3 years old.
Oh.
She was a child prodigy. So she would come home from church, get on the piano, and just start playing what she heard.
Oh.
Now, my grandmother was a pianist as well and a singer. So she got it on.
Okay. So what was it like as a child growing up playing music? And from your family?
Well, my mother, she started carrying the music. So Shaka Khan was her too. So like Shaka Khan would come over, like she was like 15 years old.
Get out of here, Yvette Stevens.
My first manager. She would always expose her to musicals.
Wow.
And I would go with her when she took her students. Then she had a gospel choir. And it's a funny story that she had because Walt Whitman was her musician. And he
get out of here.
Her, how he wanted to play it. And so she said, Walt, well, when you get your own choir, then you can play how you want to play it. So when she started to go to it, she called my mother and told her.
Oh,
but
my goodness.
I got my own fire now. Now I can do what I want to do.
Oh, my goodness.
So never a dull moment in the Smith household.
None whatsoever. So at 7, you knew you were playing the piano at 7, were you, or just singing?
No, I was singing, yeah.
Okay.
I took piano later on, which that's not my piano.
Oh, okay.
My mother made me take it for 5 years.
And you still didn't like it?
No, that's not really me. I mean, I teach it to my students. I teach the basic piano, but I am not a pianist.
Really?
Singing is my gift.
Okay. I remember back in the day, like in the late 60s, mid-60s, yeah. We were living in Stateway Gardens Projects, and my mom enrolled me in piano lessons. Oops, she just kicked herself out. She enrolled me in piano lessons, and I was having so much fun. And then we had to move because she passed. So that was the story of my piano. If you are watching online, feel free to subscribe. We'd love for you to get the notification. So go to our Facebook page, HLN TV Show, and our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show. And be sure and check out the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest while you are there, because it is Saturday of the month, and the next one is August 27th. So if you have children who are between the ages of 13 and 19, please have them join us on the Female Solution. I'm sorry, on the Higher Learning Network TV show. That is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, every last Saturday of the month, so the next one is August 27th. And we are bringing her back. There she is.
Here I am with my book.
Alrighty now.
Adventures of Dinah Washington.
Okay, you got to hold it back up so we can see it again because you moved too fast. Okay. Okay, tilt it forward just a little bit because we got it. There you go. Oh, wow. Nice. Okay, now you can open it back up.
Yeah, this is my publisher's copy, so it has not been
sealed. Oh, okay.
But these are some of the pictures in the book.
Oh, that is so sweet.
A picture of my grandmother and my grandfather, probably after they would come home from church.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they did move to Chicago in 1940. They moved to the Bronxville area.
Okay. How about that?
And then, of course, you see the Regal here because that's where she started.
Girl, the Regal Theater used to be thebomb.com. It's a shame they don't know nothing about that now. I am so...
This is an actual flyer from the Lionel Hampton Orchestra show.
Oh!
If you come to the production, you'll see the actual flyer.
No. when I come to the actual production.
When you come
and
to
when
the show.
Those who
I'm
are watching,
other people,
yes. When the other people. The other people like Executive Director Naima Latif, who is joining us now. Naima Latif, she's executive producer of The Female Solution, and she will be joining us, and she has a very important question this morning. I thought that was right on time, Naima, for you to ask that question about who gets the, for Difference the Day Makes, who gets the royalties on that. And I'm so glad to hear, Kristen, the fact that the grandchildren will be getting it, are getting it, yes.
I can't remember the product that it's advertised, but I know that it was very popular. And a lot of people, of course, you don't even think of who made that song.
Right.
Every time they play it.
Right.
But I'm sure probably a lot of her songs get played in various things, you know, commercials and all that sort of thing, people singing them. So I know that back in that time, a lot of artists were not aware of copyright and how to make sure they got paid for their music as opposed to record companies or other people. And, you know, a lot of great artists got ripped off. And, you know that their music was popular, was selling, and then they would be having a financial problem. You wonder, well, how did that happen? And I know they got to be rich. But a lot of them, especially the young ones, were really taken advantage of by a lot of record companies. And, you know, they were not getting paid, so it's good to know that her family is benefiting from her.
Yeah, because she did a copyright. They're going to be doing a movie about her, and the executive producer had asked me, they wanted to know if they could use the first gospel song that she ever wrote. She only wrote one gospel song, but she copywrote it.
Yes.
So it's copywritten, and I happened to be in D.C. at the time, so I went to the Library of Congress, and I pulled up the actual copyright application that she filled out in 1941.
Really?
So she was about her business.
That's good. That's
wow.
Good. That's something that a lot of these current artists need to make sure they know. Because, you know, if you don't value your work or you don't know that other people are profiting for your work and you don't know how to make sure that you can legally profit from it, yeah, you can see a lot of record sales and at the top of the charts and everything, and especially when we start out young. And if we don't have families that have been in the business, the entertainment business can be very harsh.
Yes.
Because, young people who do a lot of the entertainment buying, they generally determine who's going to be popular by their dollars.
Yep.
And so the artists that are also young, but they don't manage the business end of it.
Yeah.
You know, they just end up making somebody else wealthy. A lot of times it's the record companies and other people, you know, the lawyers and everything else that get paid. So, and I know with women, it's good that Dinah Washington had that savvy and was a strong personality, because a lot of women performers got taken advantage of.
Yes, ma'am.
So, and you know what, even though I'm an elementary school teacher, I teach my students about copyright.
Mm.
I teach them how to open up their own record label, because we have Evanston Records. And I also teach them, if you're a radio announcer, which I have been several times in the past.
Mm.
And so I teach them how you go to Billboard and you get your songs, and then I talk about management. So I talk about the whole journey.
That is great.
And so people are like, you know, my students come back to me and they say, oh, they tried to teach me that stuff in high school. I already knew that.
Oh!
So, you know, that's, yeah, and I teach them, like, conjunct and disconjunct chords. So I'm teaching them things that they're going to have in high school.
That's
so
crucial.
Because I want them to be, so I had a House of Blues come, because for about 17 months I did the Kirk Franklin brunch at the House of Blues. So I had them come in. They had a program. And when they came into the school, they were just blown away because they were like, wow, you had your kids do all of these presentations about careers in the music industry.
Ooh.
And it's not what they were expecting. Like a music hall manager, a songwriter, just a Foley artist. Some people don't know what a Foley artist is.
Never even heard of. Please, I'm like, yeah, I never even heard of that.
So what a Foley artist is there's a person that makes the sound for the movie. So when you hear someone
Yeah.
They're making those sounds for you.
What's that?
Foley artist.
F-O-L-E-Y.
Oh, okay. Wow. F-O-L-E-Y.
I'm trying to keep my students engaged. Mm. So, because being a Foley artist is a part of music as well. Because
wow.
It's sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, but I've just been so inspired by my aunt when I was little. I used to pray and say, God, just come in my room and talk to me. I don't say that anymore. But but I was so inspired by her life that I wanted to do something great with my life.
That is inspirational. So now, did she ever sing background for any groups or anything like that? Or was she all, no, that's not watch, but she's not a background person.
Oh, no, honey. She likes the Braxton girls. I don't do background. Oh, no, honey. I don't do backgrounds now.
No, she's not going to do backgrounds.
Now, what are some of the things I wanted to ask, because a lot of, I guess, female artists now, you know, now it's kind of expanded. You're going to sing, then, you know, you got to have a visual image, so you got the videos, then you got to have your whole dance team and all that, so it's a whole big production just doing a song. Did she have a regular group that she performed with? Did it change it? Was she ever just me, my voice, that's it? I don't need no voice.
Interesting question. And when people come to the show, they're going to see me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing things that people were like, oh, wow, I never knew that. And I didn't know she did that. So, yeah, that's a great question. And when they come, they'll see me.
Mm.
When you come, you'll see me.
Okay.
Because she did have a whole stage image. Sometimes she would sing along, but other times no.
She had a production. Yeah. She just wasn't a singer. She had a production. And that makes
a
difference.
And so that's what I strive to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wondered about that because I know a lot of artists today, you know, especially with the way they make the keyboards with all the different instruments. Oh, you mean just one person to hit a button. And you got all this orchestra sound by the name of one person working the keyboard. And I wondered about that because I know that back in the day, people had a whole orchestra.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Yes.
And you had violinists.
Yes.
And the horn section and the drummers and, you know, the guitar. I mean, you had a whole thing. And now you got one keyboard with, you know, synthesized music and sound.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, but it's really only.
But it's not.
I wonder how that changed, the industry, like for musicians or, people who would normally be accompanying a vocal artist.
Yeah, I mean, it's just very fascinating how music all started, like in the first place, and that's why I love being from Chicago, because we have so many famous people from Chicago, from all genres of music and entertainment and everything. And if people go to the Mariano's in Bronzeville, you'll see her picture up there.
Oh, wow, really?
It's on the gate, yes.
Well, you said during the day.
No, I said it's on their gate.
Oh, okay, I'm like, during the day, they take it down at night?
The picture is on the gate.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, her picture's there. And I also heard that they had, like, stars. Like on the sidewalk, and her name was one of the stars, but I haven't found it yet.
Oh, wow. On what sidewalk? By Mariano?
I guess along that street. Because I have seen some of the stars that they have, like on the sidewalk, like Hollywood. But I haven't found her yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when you find it, let us know.
Yeah.
We want to know, too.
How does she influence fashion? Because I know a lot of times, you know, the way women dress that are performers, they're like, well, I want that dress. You know, how do people imitate her look? And would you say her look was...
Well, you know what? It's very interesting because, you know, Princess Leia, how she had her hair in Star Wars? My aunt had her hair like that. In the 50s.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was definitely different.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's interesting to see that the hairstyle she had in the 50s, it was in the late 70s.
I remember that. Because I remember my beautician giving me a hairdo, and she says, this is like the sisters of the 50s, 60s, and 70s, 50s and 60s, actually, were wearing. I don't have no idea where that picture was, but I was like, wow, I'm walking around with a diva haircut and don't even know it.
Yeah.
Hairstyle, not a haircut, yeah.
But it's very, it's rewarding for us. I know the African American Museum at the Smithsonian, they had come to us about 20 years ago and they got some of our items. So when they opened the museum, I think 3 years ago, it was very rewarding to see her items in there. She's in the same case with Sam Cooke.
Oh.
So and she's on the fourth floor.
Oh, wow.
And so this past September of 2021, I went to the African American Music Museum, and I didn't know they had anything of her in there, and then I walk in, and it's this huge mural of her face.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So I'm like, okay, they could have told us.
Yeah, they could have. I guess.
So they have, it's a very interesting museum because they have rooms, and they have where you can listen to the artist's music, and it also shows you who the artist was influenced by and who has been influenced by them.
Oh.
So like Amy Winehouse loved Dinah Washington.
Oh, wow.
And Tony Bennett loved her as well, too.
Wow. We would have never known that.
And she discovered Quincy Jones.
Girl,
wow.
Stop.
He was 21 years old, and he was trying to get his start. And so she told her record company, this young man is going to produce my whole album.
Oh, my goodness.
And, of course, they didn't want him to, but she said, no, he's going to produce it or I'm not doing it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So she helped him get his first start.
Wow.
She also discovered Lola Falana as well. Ooh,
get out of here. Lola Falana, Quincy Jones.
And then Patty Austin was her goddaughter. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember the movie Ray, and I remember that they showed young Quincy Jones, and, you know, getting together with Ray. Did they portray that instance of Dinah Washington discovering him, you know, as a young man?
They really never talk about it.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can, it's something that could be Googled and everything, so, yeah.
Yeah.
But she got to the point in her career where she told them, if I can't come through the front entrance, I'm not thinking.
I know that's right.
I'm not going through the kitchen.
I know that's right.
Just like every, in that Jim Crow era, every performer, they really had to take a stand.
Yes, they did.
You know.
Yeah. And they had to have a green book with you. If you come to the show, you just see a green book.
Ooh, really?
And that's for those people don't know, that's, you know, where black people can go, you know, eat and
very interesting.
We need one now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the show that you're producing, is this like a part of a national tour where you're going to different museums or venues to create this?
Yes, so it will be videotaped, and I do plan to take it all over. It started back in 2020 when the Alabama Woman of Jazz wrote a grant to bring me down there. So I did a whole slide presentation, and then I sang, and I had my artifacts, and people were coming up to me like, oh, well, how old were you when she died? And I'm like, I wasn't born.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, it seems like you knew her.
Wow.
I guess that's just the passion that I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And I was surprised that she was so young when she passed at 39.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, back in those days, they didn't know about you couldn't mix sleeping pills with wine.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, those are two depressants.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so they said it was an overdose, but... Well, I guess accidental, because she didn't know that.
Wow.
But also back in those days, you know, every time I speak somewhere, an older person will always come up to me with a story that they remember or they saw her somewhere, whatever. But this one lady said that back in the day, they would take mercury to lose weight.
Mercury?
Mercury.
The liquid mercury?
The liquid mercury.
Ooh.
They were taking that to lose weight.
And mercury kills you, doesn't it? I mean, it's
well,
a poison.
I guess in a small dose, no. But who's to say that over time that didn't have an effect
right.
on her? Because she always had, she always wanted to be small because that's what the industry
right.
did.
And the pressure is still on. It has not changed at
right.
all.
So always trying to, you know, be small. I mean, at this stage of my life, I don't care.
Yeah, thank you.
But now, who sells Mercury? Where do you buy stuff like
I
that?
We used to sell it on...
was in the 60s.
Yeah.
So, you know, the doctor would give it to you. Go to a weight loss doctor, and they would inject you with it.
Yep. And I remember back in the day at Gospel Radio 1390, when I was on the air, there was a commercial that used to run. I used to listen to it all the time. I was like, wow, they're selling mercury in a bottle? But it was for healing purposes. I was like, mercury? Really? Isn't that the stuff they put in our teeth and the algum, and they said it's poison and you really need
yeah.
to get them removed?
Yeah.
Wow. That is some
yeah.
kind of crazy. But, you know, things went on like that that we knew nothing about. So, you know, there's still things like that going on today that we still know nothing about. But it's happening, and we just need to be aware of that. And we know it's 8:30 and you have to go. We got another commercial break.
Yeah.
So are you leaving us now?
Yes, I'm leaving you now, and I want people to go on over to KristenAtkins.com and also visit my booth, 1218. I think I'm going to put it in the chat here. 1218
okay.
at the Black Women's Expo.
Okay, please do. And we will share that information. Thank you so much, Kristen Atkins, for being a guest on the Female Solution Higher Learning Network TV show today. Be sure and check out the show, Destination Dinah,
Yay!
A Musical Journey. Thank you so much, my sister. Enjoy your day, and I will be in
All
touch.
Right.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Have
you. And we're
going
to take a, I don't know, let's see if this question is directed to you. 773-960,
okay.
you're live on the Female Solution. Hi, who's this? Did you have a question for Kristen?
Koofy.
Hey,
Koofy.
Did you have
Love
a question for Kristen before she left?
Yes, I did. I was Googling Dinah Washington. I know she had 8 husbands. she met Aretha Franklin in her backstage. And I want to thank you all for bringing up the older music that really kept love going on. See? And I want to ask her, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to ask her.
Very
you know,
quickly.
See that, well, I want to ask her, you know, I've gone to comedic music. What's her solution to give to youth on changing the narrative to bring love?
All right. Can you answer that?
Okay. So what's my solution for, can you repeat it again? I didn't get all of it.
Okay. Koofy, she didn't hear all of the question again. Can you repeat it, please? Can you
what
repeat the question?
What can we suggest to our youth and our young ones? Because we know these babies coming up, you know, they got power. What direction can we take our youth to bring love back? Because love is the only thing we have. What is her...
What's your solution to that? How do you get the babies involved?
Well, first of all, you have to get the babies involved by having love within yourself.
Mm.
My students know that I love them by how I discipline them, because discipline is a part of it, too. Like, you can't just do and say anything. And then after that, giving them a strong musical foundation, because music is love. And so once you teach them, because we break down lyrics, and they actually see what things mean. And that kind of helps them too. So I even take their songs and I say, now should we be calling women out of their name and be disrespectful? Because they don't think about it. They're just like, ooh, this sounds good. But I even break those lyrics down.
Mm.
And I let them know, is this positive? Is this about love? And they're like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
So breaking down those lyrics to them with old and new songs, which I do all the time, I'm a big song analysis person.
Mm.
I think that's one way that you can kind of sneak it in, if they won't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But then they started realizing that, okay, maybe the stuff I listen to is a little negative.
Yeah.
So I guess just putting positivity in them through song analysis.
All right. Wonderful. I hope that answered your question, Kofi, because she has to go. Thank you so much, my sister. We appreciate
all right.
you. Look forward to seeing you at the DuSable Museum and the Expo, Black Women's Expo, I should say.
Yes.
Thank you, sis.
All right. Bye-bye. Have
all
a
right.
great day, ladies.
Thank
bye-bye.
You so much. And
bye-bye.
We are joined by our sister of the microphone, our very own Viata. But before Viata speaks, we got to take our last commercial break. We'll be right back, so stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
I'm Viata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com. where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viata.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, where we just show up to make your day just a little bit better, empower you with knowledge, information, and a concert here and there, too. And we are joined by our sister of the microphone, my sister from another, Mr. Viata Robinson, who is the host of Friday's show and Sunday show. Tell us a little bit about that, Viata.
I loved hearing her say music is love.
Yes.
And how
expressing song analysis. Oh, wow.
I never heard that before.
My grandchildren. That is beautiful. And that's so proactive.
Yes.
With what we have to deal with today in terms of negative music influences. So I also learned a little bit of history. You know, Wendell Phillips High School has a lot of history for many of people like Dinah Washington. Dinah Washington was part of the Wendell Phillips High School. And so I was reading in my dad's book, Sherman Howard, Football and Beyond, how the school, Wendell Phillips opened in 1904 with a predominantly white student body. But because of the migration of blacks like Dinah Washington from Alabama, and my dad from New Orleans. In 1920, it had become the first predominantly black high school in Chicago. So, and it said from 1916 to 19, an estimated 50,000 blacks moved to Chicago from the South, contributing to the fast-changing demographics. So, and many famous blacks, including Dinah Washington, Gwendolyn Brooks, the first black person to win the Pulitzer Prize, singer and jazz pianist Nat King Cole, several men who played with the Harlem Globetrotters basketball team were part of the Wendell Phillips alumni.
Mm.
So there were a lot more people who were part of that revolutionary transformation of Chicago's demographics.
Wow.
And they became famous like Dinah Washington. But it's just... it's just sad in a way, but very educational to see how many of these artists died at a young age, not only because of drugs, but alcohol.
Right.
My father and mother, their marriage ended because of alcohol.
Oh, wow.
And so when I look back at all the people like Dinah Washington and the Lady Sings the Blues and all those people who were famous, they didn't live long, and
sure didn't.
They had husbands who were abusive.
Yeah.
They had too many women in their life who were abusive.
Sure
so
did.
So it's really nice to hear her children, her niece and relatives promoting the best part of her, which was the music.
Yes, yes. And I had no idea. You can go to, just like I didn't know, there's other people who didn't know, even though I read the book. You can go to Google and type in Dinah Washington, and this is what shows up on Google. It says that she was an American, Dinah Washington was an American singer and pianist who had been cited as the most popular black female recording artist of the 1950s. The genres from jazz, blues, R&B, and gospel. She was a singer and musician. And
wow.
This, yeah, that's powerful. I had no idea, and I read the book. Well, I did. I just forgot. In here, it asks questions who she was, what happened to her, what was she famous for, how many times did she marry. She's got a very interesting life story. So then there's lots of video of it. And she was in the, still is, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's how hot she was. You think Nicki Minaj and Megan Thee Stallion and no, baby, let's tell the truth about who made all of that happen. And these are some of the influences that she had that her niece talked about earlier. So that's our very own Dinah Washington.
Nat King Cole.
Yeah, Nat King Cole, yeah.
Billie Holiday, all of those.
Yes.
She lived a fast life, though. And,
yeah.
Her success came at a cost.
Yes, it
did.
And
that's what we learned, that's what we're learning, that these people who want to be successful and superstars, it usually comes at a cost because they
yes.
get into drugs and alcohol
yes.
and promiscuity and all that.
It takes
so,
a life.
So we've got to find for our children and grandchildren a balance on how to be successful or not.
Right.
Maintain your health and your dignity and all the things that you need to teach the children and be an example for the children, because there's a dark side to Dinah Washington's life that is sad. 39 years old, my grandmother, my dad's mother died at 36. And again, alcohol played a role. So if nothing else, you know, we ought to really start teaching about the dangers of alcohol and the problems that our grandparents had with not resisting, especially when they became more successful.
You know what? I even thought about the dangers of... I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just thought about it. It's like there's so many books on the market about how to get into the business, but I don't ever remember seeing anything that talked about the dangers of the business, what it will cost you mentally, physically, emotionally, in your family, in your health, in your finances. Where's that book at?
Well, I think that's definitely something that I'm sure somebody's written it somewhere, but. We need to redefine what success is.
Thank you, because we think success is numbers.
Right, and it's peace of mind.
Thank you. You can't buy peace of mind. Ask the millionaires, trillionaires, gazillionaires who are miserable as hell. Excuse my French.
Yeah. But so you can just imagine, if you're already a young person, and we know the young people are still developing their identity of who they are, so you have that element, and then all of a sudden you get a big inflow of money, and you come from a background where nobody ever had any money, and so you have sudden wealth, more wealth than you know what to do with, no guidance, you know, your hormones are out of whack because, you know, you're going through that growth process, and you have people who are looking to exploit your talent and
yes.
make money from it and keep you ignorant.
Yes.
So with all of these elements going on, you see the pattern of so many young, brilliant entertainers that self-destruct because,
yep.
like I say, there's no book that says, this is what to look out for. Make sure you handle your business and so you get paid for your creative talent. Make sure you have all your legal documents together. Make sure you understand how to pay your taxes so that the government doesn't come after you and you spend all the money and you can't pay the taxes. You know, make sure that you keep people around you who are honest. Make sure that your private relationship is held sacred and be careful who you choose for your private relationship. And also have some ways to keep your private life private. So it's not exploited and it's not a source of public embarrassment and humiliation. And above all, have control of your finances. Don't relegate that to somebody else because you're too busy or you don't know how to add and subtract. Manage your own checkbook. Manage your own bank account. Manage your own investment. Know what you're doing with your money and have a game plan of what you're going to do with your money so that once you, if you decide you want to retire or whatever, you're not still trying to perform concerts and be on tour at age 85 because
right.
you blew all your money.
Right.
You know, have it invested so that it's paying you so when you do want to slow down, you can still survive.
Right.
There's got to be somebody in the entertainment industry that's written that book somewhere, but I think it's wonderful. That your guest, like Viola said, is doing analysis of lyrics because
mm-hmm.
lyrics are going into the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
And we have people who are...
You bouncing your head, shaking to the tune.
Words,
yeah.
And they're like dancing to the beat.
Mm-hmm.
That's like poison.
Poison.
In the air. And you got to be able to teach them, this is what you're listening to, this is what you're singing, this is what your little two-year-old is learning as they learn language.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really what you want to portray?
Right.
Is that what you want to teach me? Is that what you want your child to
mm-hmm.
be listening? Fantastic that she's done.
It is cute now because they're little, but when they get grown and they're cussing, it's like, they go to school,
yeah.
You can't cuss at school. Let's go to the phone line and get some calls. 336-350. You're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your comment? 336-350.
This is Mama AZ. How are you? Thank you, Grand Risings family.
Grand Rising, Mama AZ.
Who was that made the comment about we need to teach what happens when alcohol is involved? I didn't.
Vieta.
That wasn't. That was Dr.
And
V.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you
yes.
know, Dr. V, it's amazing. I was just laying here thinking about that. It's amazing how you say certain things that are in my mind. Yeah, we do. And I wanted to have a reasoning with you, Dr. V, about that. It's very, very important. So thank you for just confirming that. Thank you all for having this platform, and I'll listen. Peace.
All right, Mom AZ.
You know, Mom AZ, we all know that she's been a powerful voice for knowing what alcohol does to your body, because her whole life has been a demonstration of fighting the effects of a mother who was drinking while she was in utero,
mm-hmm.
and it made her bones brittle, and now she's even now still battling that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is definitely a life lesson for those who are using alcohol as a means to soothe themselves because they can't deal with the stress, and that's another thing we have to tell our young people, especially if they're going to give us the entertainment business. All the parties, they got all the drugs, all the alcohol, and you don't know you're mixing certain drugs. You've had how many recent fatalities when somebody overdoses?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always suicide. Sometimes it's just ignorance. You don't know. You can drink a glass of wine and relax, and then you want to relax and just leave the field. And that's a single combination.
Yep.
Did anybody tell you? No.
Nope. You don't know. And you wind up in the emergency rooms, like, what happened? Oh, wow, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to mix those pills and that alcohol together. People die from that every day, all day.
All day.
Knowledge is crucial.
Yeah. And I like the way your guests also did not discourage young people who wanted to be in the music industry, but she tells them how to do it. Because sometimes, you know, I mean, who doesn't hear from a teenager, oh, yeah, I want to be a rapper. You mean, oh, no, you need to just go into engineering. No, so maybe what you need to do is study the music business.
The business.
From a business point of view, and even understanding the science of music.
Yes.
Different sounds, different hertz, you know, and how it affects the brain. Because they already have an interest in the industry. So if people have a gift and a skill and a talent, rather than us dismissing it, help them empower themselves by learning even more about it and definitely learning the business of it so that they don't get misused. But I think, you know, with all these young people that got all this talent and interest in the business, they're interested in being these rappers and singers and dancers, okay, let's learn how the entertainment is affecting our minds. Let's learn how certain beats affect our brain. Let's learn how we can use the science of music to lift consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Let's learn how to use words. I mean, they got brilliant vocabulary. They use all kind of words
right.
for these rap songs. That's brilliant. So now, let's make sure that we're not throwing in all these other little unpleasant, negative words into the brain, and let's not allow that to be infused into our music so that we're not negatively programming people unconsciously, because that's what ends up happening.
And speaking of programming.
Wilson said his grandmother had seen a list of, you know, seen one of his rap songs written out, how he covered it, and she kind of gently said, you know, you really don't need to. I mean, you really want to represent yourself that way?
Mm-hmm.
Better than that. It kind of shamed him, and he never used cuss words in his rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know he's gangster rappers, yep. They're all popular,
yep.
But what are they teaching our children?
Right.
So I always respected him for that, and I wish more who had that gift of speech can be more conscious of how they use it and how it's affecting this general culture. The culture
of they have a biography on YouTube of just about every famous person who has ever lived. So if you go, you could, just like she said, analyzing the lyrics of songs, we could have our children watch biographies of the professional people who they are, you know, aspiring to be like or want to end the career, and then analyze their life. If you watch the biography of Dinah Washington, and I watched just one, I didn't even get through 58 minutes. I learned so much about this woman's life. All the fur coats she bought, all the materialism that she got into, and her need to be successful, and then the abuse of men. If you have youth watching those type of biographies and then sitting down and analyzing
that with them and saying, now how do you achieve the success she has, and then learn from the lessons and overcome what she was not able to overcome, namely alcohol and drugs and materialism.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot we could. I love this woman. I'm so grateful, Zelda, that you brought her on, because in that short period of time, I was taking notes and learning. She is so upbeat and
positive. She was awesome.
Focusing on the youth and giving them the best of her aunt, and then helping them analyze. That's just so powerful. She's got really the best job in the world, I think.
I know.
Have that, and then be able to share that with all the youth she's involved in.
And I'm so glad that Naima mentioned programming, how we're being programmed, because I was listening to watching a video with Kathy Hughes, who is the owner of Radio One, the only black radio station that is owned by a black. And she talked about how when she was being promoted, for lack of a better word, in programming the stations, I should say, not being promoted, but in programming the stations for the music for us to hear, because people don't know, in radio, there is a programming department. You think they just play records at random? No. There is a certain level of, is it megahertz? Anyway, she said that she went to school to learn the different frequencies of what we are listening to and how it controls behavior. And I was like, what? She said they sent her to school for a class so that the music that vibrates on a certain energy produces a certain result.
Yes, yes.
Or,
yes.
And you don't see any of this
right
in today's music. All you see is,
yep, and then next thing you know, folks are fighting.
Right. So that is crucial that we know exactly the frequency of the music that we are listening to. That's why we are always telling you to listen to frequency music, energy healing music, that will help you in your daily challenge. Because listening to the doom, the doom all day is going to have you in a state of chaos and confusion when you need to be in a state of calm.
Yes.
Vibrational music, and I'm going to pull some up here in vibrational healing music is what we could be listening to. So I'm going to pull that up just so that you can get a chance to see exactly what I'm talking about. And all you have to do is go on YouTube, because there's a ton of it there. You just fix one that resonates with you. Hold on a record. Hold on a minute, Mom AZ. Hear this go with him. So you go to YouTube and type in vibrational frequency or healing, or just vibrational and let's call it this one. This is Power Thoughts Meditation. I'll just open up. Like this one by Meditation and Healing, or Meditative Mind. Where's Meditative Mind at? But here's one, Meditative Mind. This is a good one here. Meditative Mind shows you how to clean out all the negative energy in your body. Can you see that? Well, we don't want to hear your commercial, so I'm going to skip that, but skip the end. There you go. But you see that? And I'll let you just hear a few seconds of it, because I don't want to get jammed again.
And you know, it's challenging to have you listen to this type of energy.
Yeah.
Because they're so used to being stimulated by all this music.
Right. So this is 417 hertz. And I think Jody said 432 is what we should listen to.
528,
yeah. Yes. So I'm going to go back and find 528 frequency healing. Go ahead, Mama AZ, while I find this.
Okay, Billy Carson. My phone blew up and all of that went away, but I'm researching again. Billy Carson has a very, very powerful meditation, about an hour and a minute. or hour in a second. So look for Billy Carson's meditation. It is awesome. Thank us.
Okay. Thank you. Let me make a note of that, and if this will play so you can hear it. Bringing positive transformation, heal body, heal golden chakra, whole body. I don't know why it's all black now, but maybe this is the one. Because they have some with black screen, so if you're trying to go to sleep at night and you don't want that light from the television, this would help with that. But this one has a black screen, but there are many others. So you know, you go with whatever feels good to you.
I have a question, or maybe a thought. Now, you know how people will be driving down the street and they got their favorite music, this or that.
Right.
And sometimes it's been some, you know, very obscene lyrics and all of that. And, you know, they get really anxious. Now, not only was it blasting down the street, and then once they're gone, the sound of it is stuck in your head. And,
yes.
What would happen if we could sound like this, music like this, if people were willing to, you know, put it in their car, speaker through your phone or however, and drive slowly down the street, maybe where there's a lot of distress or negative energy, and just this, and just change the vibration in the air.
Wow.
We need to organize that sort of thing. And
wow. Just like you see the sometimes the back in the day you would hear see a car going down the street like in the 70s, and they would have a bullhorn and they would be announcing something. What if we had that music roll through the neighborhood and just watch people calm down? Wow. Okay. Well, we got a mission to do. Going to the comments here, Deborah, our other sister of the microphone, says, Grand Rising Sisters, I was just given a book to read, fiction, Confessions of a Dead Man by King B, bringing the light to some of the treachery of the entertainment industry. Yeah, I went to school with King B. I know him, a special kind of brother, yeah, and he keeps it real, yeah. I know about him, learned about him, actually, was it at CAN-TV or Columbia College? I don't remember which one. But anyway, that's just food for thought. And this is the kind of stimulation, mental stimulation, that we need. See how pleasant that is to look at, to watch, to calm you down in a state of chaos and confusion instead of watching all the gangsters on TV and the shooting and the stabbing and the backbiting and just all the horrific stuff that could be happening. This is what you want.
You know, I think the battle that we're fighting is an energetic battle.
Yes.
We have the tools to change people's energy, so now let's start using those tools. Let's start projecting different energy. If we got sound instruments,
we've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Oh, bring them over. We're going to do
our TV
shows.
Listen to our radio shows. Order our book. And be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
I'm on TV. Grandma's
on behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
Right,
and
quick,
to our global family listening from all around the world, we say
we'll come back
thank
to
you.
Show.
To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeonkunyo, France, Merci, Spain, gracias, Italy,
Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Merci. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret. Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur. Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Little man, speak up.
I've been going to the
swimming. And? Swimming, right?
Yeah.
She's becoming a really strong swimmer.
Oh,
right?
Really? So good to see you, my love. You are growing so tall. I love it. I miss you. Can't wait to see you again.
We can see
Jasmine. Is that Jonah in the background?
Yeah, he wants to sit over there. Come over here and say hi to Auntie Zelda. This is what I have to deal with all the time. Come over here and say hi to Auntie Zelda.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
Well, I want to say hi to you, Jonah.
You have to come look at the camera.
I can't see you, Jonah. Hi, Jonah.
Hi.
I miss you.
Come closer. Come here.
I can barely see you. You know Granny got glasses on.
Oh, no, she needs to see your face up close.
You know I have glasses on. I need to see you.
See, this is after 3 days with Mommy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I got
this one is very strong-willed. This one is very mature and blossoming in so many different ways. She's
mm-hmm.
8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
This one is sick, wants
mm-hmm.
to rule the world and his parents and grandmother too.
Well, that's the soul he is. So he has a strong will because he's here to make some great changes in the world. And it's going to take
great.
A strong will. So that's why he's here.
So music, as we just talked about music, Jasmine likes this song called Unstoppable. Is that the name of it? And I'm going to analyze the words to this song, Unstoppable, because a lot of it is very positive. And I was listening to it and saying, okay, this is not bad for a kid's song that they listen to. So Unstoppable, what's it about, Jasmine?
Who's the artist?
Who's the artist, yeah.
Who's the artist? Who sings it? You know, she doesn't know who sings it, but if you Google it, comes right, if you YouTube it, it comes right up. And it's a woman, I think most of the time it's a woman singing it. Jonah, you got your underwear on. Sit up. You're on the screen here with your underwear showing. Sit up. Can you come over here? Over here.
What was the name of the song again?
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable.
Deborah says stars in training.
Yep.
You're up in my... Last time he was here, we were walking in the neighborhood. He just takes off running.
Oh, wow.
And running, crossing the street with Grandma like several hundred feet back, and I'm yelling, stop, stop, stop. And he just takes off and keeps going. So, you know, he had to feel the consequences of those choices.
Okay.
So I feel like my main responsibility is to help them see consequences of all their behaviors.
Mm.
Okay, so when he was running, what did he see and what did he experience while running?
So, Jonah, what did you see while you were running away from your sister and I the other day? Did you have a mission? Huh? He was trying to get to Daddy's house first.
Oh.
Okay, that's a goal.
Okay.
Whether cars were coming and going, it didn't matter. He's going to get, you know what? I think that's bringing out.
Is this a song?
Yeah, I'll smile. I know what it takes.
okay, I don't want to play it because I don't want them coming at me, so.
I'll do it till the sun comes down.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we don't utilize the words to that.
Yeah, I got to go back and listen to it.
Naeem, I'm glad you asked what was his mind that he had to run off. He wanted to be the first to get to Daddy Papa. This is a competitor here.
Oh.
He wants to beat everybody at games. He wants to be the first. So how do you balance that thought process where I've got to be the number one and I've got to win? He doesn't like losing at all.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, that's that Michael Jordan spirit, you know. I'm going to keep striving until I'm the best.
She said she doesn't really care.
That's my girl.
Neither thing is wrong. It's just an expression of who they are.
Yeah.
See, what we have to do is accept people for who they are, because no one is wrong. There isn't any right way to be. There's only your own individual self-expression. So her mission in life is different. Her vision is different. So her personality is different. It fits who she is going to become. He's going to become someone who sets new standards and someone who creates new ideas and new systems. So he has to think independently. He has to think in terms of leadership and trailblazing. So he needs to have an independent spirit that is fearless. She is going to be one who brings a calm and a peace and a balance to things. So that's why she needs to be unstressed and be comfortable with who she is. Both of those things are necessary in our world.
See, this is, I say close the door because the sun's light's coming in.
Okay.
And he says, why?
Well, so when he says why, then explain why.
He's wondering.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I deal with all day long. And at some point, you just want children to do what you say and not ask a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it is really a test. It really is a test.
And
because you don't want to be answering questions all at some point, just do what I say.
That's how they learn. The only way their minds will expand is if they get an answer to the question, why?
I'm going to send that to you, Naeema, for a week. That's Jonah. Have him for a week, and we'll see how.
I love Jonah. I would love to have a mind like that that wants to know why, because I love to explain. So that would be perfect for me.
Okay,
you know,
that's the teacher in you.
Yes. He needs a teacher-type person. You know, when he goes to school, he's going to need teachers that understand he's got a growing mind and a spirit that's independent. They need to be able to see that when he is what the society says is contrary, it's because he's an independent thinker. And so they need to be able to channel that independent mind to exploring things, because he's an explorer, he's somebody who doesn't fear. So they need to not suppress that. They need to encourage that in a constructive way and help him to understand why certain rules are in place,
mm-hmm.
in terms of a protection, but also for him to be able to make decisions to do things because he understands why and not because he's fearing punishment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Deborah Smith says, but you have to teach safety as well.
That's why you answer the question, why?
Yeah.
You know, why don't you run across the street? Well, because your small cars are passing down the street. They won't see you. They won't be able to stop in time. When they see you, they can hit you. So if you want to run, just make sure you stop at the corner and look both ways.
And he did it, but he kept going. And then he's like,
but then he looked both ways, and that's okay. And he just made
sure. When he'll get home and he'll tell Daddy that what we said was not what happened. See, he'll make up what his own story. Am I lying? Isn't that right? Your brother tells a fib, right?
Does he tell a different point of view? Or does he say what he knows is not going to get him punished?
Yeah. So he gets punished all the time by Daddy. I don't influence that part of it. We do pinch him because he gets to a point where he has to feel pain, in my opinion, to understand consequences. We don't pull out straps and ironing cords and belts and branches from the tree like our parents did.
Yeah.
But I think all children need to feel the consequences of their behavior.
Ah, that's different.
They don't do
saved.
See, this is the thing. The consequences of their behavior is different than our giving them pain, because they will not understand the consequences of their behavior. They'll just understand that we are displeased with their behavior. So this is how we teach them to lie. What they do is to avoid our actions by simply telling us what we want to hear, which means sometimes fabricating, so that they don't feel the pain that we're inflicting. So if we want them to be truthful, then rather than us inflicting pain because they do something we don't like, we help them learn what the consequences are of their behavior. The only way they're going to learn their consequences, sometimes they have experienced some consequences, but we don't want them to like get hit by a car because they're running across the street, but we do want them to grab, we can show them, you know, somebody who got hit by a car, or show them, whether it's videos or whatever, okay, this is what happened, this person ran out of the street and didn't look. But hitting them after they ran out of the street, that's not showing them you can get hit by a car. That's showing them, well, if grandma sees me running, then she'll hit me. So what I'll do is not let her see me run across the street. But that still doesn't teach them you can get hit by a car.
Right.
So yeah, we have to teach the consequences of their actions, not our inflicting pain because they didn't do what we told them, because they still won't understand the consequences of their behavior. And that's...
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole different understanding of how to teach children, but we want them to make choices because they understand, not because they fear. Because fear doesn't bring understanding, it brings...
Yeah, and some children are going to feel pain on their own for their choices. Like Jonah was doing something around the fireplace, which is all brick. And his dad is always saying, don't do that because you could fall and hurt yourself on the brick. Well, he just left him alone, and sure enough, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Fell on the brick, hurt himself. He got a cut in his head. And we decided, you know, we're going to have to just let him hurt himself.
Okay.
Because he doesn't want to listen. And so as long as it's not, like you said, being hit by a car, we don't want the extreme pain. But he's got to learn how to feel pain on his own because he doesn't want to listen to adults. So I realize some children are going to suffer consequences on their own, and we have to allow that. They feel a little pain, running, bump their knee, hurt their head, whatever. Well, he's always falling and hurting himself.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't listen. So that's what we have learned, to allow him to be freer in areas that he might get injured, but that's the only way he's going
to learn. Well, you have to let him be the fearless person that he is. He doesn't have fear, and that's good. Because he's going to need courage for his mission in life. He's going to need to not have fear of pain or fear of suffering, because he's going to be a trailblazer. That means he's got to be able to face a certain amount of pain and not fear it. But you do want to keep him safe, which means keeping him knowledgeable about things. I mean, just sometimes... You know, a child can understand some things by teaching them the laws of physics. Okay, if you climb up on this ladder that's not stable and the way it's placed, then it can slide down and you can hit the ground and you'll hurt yourself. So understanding makes them make decisions. They still might want to explore and still get hurt anyway. And then after they get hurt, well, now you know. Now you know from experience. As long as their exploration is not fatal, it's not so damaging, where it causes permanent damage. Let them be who they are. And I think sometimes we inflict our fear on our children, and we make them afraid because we're afraid. I mean, I'm not a good swimmer, and I'm always nervous when my child is in the water because, you know, she never took, like, really good swimming. Like, she can do some basic things, but I know she's not a strong swimmer. So I watched her, you know, get in a pool when we were visiting my sister in Boston, and you know, and then I saw she was nearly drowning, and I'm terrified, you know, and so then she managed to get out, and I'm all upset, and I'm thinking, well, now she's just going to sit by the pool and just, you know, sit here and behave herself, because I don't want her drowning. She was like, oh, no, I'm going to get up and try it again. So I've had to calm myself, and I realized I can't project my fear onto her. She's fearless. She's going to try it again, even though it looks like she just almost drowned,
mm-hmm.
but a fear of the water, which means she's going to Congress, which means she's going to become a great swimmer. If it had been me making her not get in the water because I'm scared she's going to drown, that's not helping her become fearless.
Right.
So
right.
I flick my fear on her. I have to let her face life with courage, just like my fear of flying.
Yeah.
Well, and I agree. She traveled. She has the fear of nothing. She'll go to foreign countries. She's no fear.
Wait a minute. Yeah. We took a trip to Florida last year. You gonna tell me you had a fear of flying then?
Well, actually, the fear didn't develop until after the after 9/11.
Oh.
And I realized I never want to get on a plane again.
Oh.
And
wow.
So after my daughter had gone abroad, and she said, "I've been in Korea for 2 years. You never came to visit me." And I felt bad. And I said, "Well, you know, I worry about plane crashes, you know, 9/11." She's like, "Look, whenever it's your time to go, it's going to be your time to go.
Oh,
and if it's not, it's not." So I had to get on a plane. I said, you know what? She's making more sense to me. Let me just go on and take a flight. And that's what helped me get over that fear of flying. I had to do a 17-hour flight across the water. You know, all of my phobias, oh, my God, what if the plane goes down? I don't have a parachute. You know, I can't swim. You know, but I had to face it. And everything was fine.
Wow.
But sometimes you have to realize that your fear can't be your children's fear. Because it's false evidence appearing real.
My son has that challenge because he does have a lot of fear around his decisions on how to discipline them. It's like, oh, don't do that. You can fall off and break your neck. I'm like, stop. So, I think that's a great point, Naima, is to recognize fear versus love in your discipline and your decisions on how to treat. So my love for my grandson is pinch you until you realize pain is a consequence and you stop that behavior. So because at some point he has to feel pain, in my opinion, to understand consequences. At some point you're going to feel more pain. You realize how in our grandparents and parents' day, it was ironing cords, belt twitches from the
tree.
Or worse.
Yeah.
My mother, my pressing comb, you know those pressing combs they had. My mother threw that at my sister. Because she ran off and without being there, very disrespectful, ran off and almost cursed my mother. But my mother threw a pressing comb at her. I was like, whoa.
Wow, that would have burnt real bad.
So I have backed off from all that. That's extreme violence, really, in some ways, the iron cord especially. But a pinch, I love you, honey. Pinch, just fear some pain, because that's it'll be a lot worse for you if you don't listen to Grandma now. You're going to feel more than pain. So anyway, I've got to go because their dad's working and they're on by themselves. So thank you all for your wisdom and advice. A joy to be with you ladies as usual.
Yes, and thank you for sharing the grandchildren with us this morning.
Yes. Send John to me for about 6 months. He'll come back and he'll just be transformed. He'll still have a finger.
I think you should come here because his mother won't allow that. If you have time to come here, you can have him for a few days.
Road trip!
Okay, we got the grandma challenge.
All right,
coming. Yeah.
We got the granny challenge. Thank you, sis. Appreciate you. And if you just joined us, this is the official after show of the Female Solution and Higher Learning Network TV show. And the executive producer, Naima Lateef, just happened to look up and see herself on the screen. Wonder why that is. That's because she was honored this past weekend at McCormick Place, but I'm going to let her tell you all about that after I read this media professionals, Madeline Arika. You remember her from Chicago Sun-Times. She's a Northwestern University graduate, Deborah Crable, University of Maryland graduate, and Naima Lateef, University of Nebraska. I didn't know that. Recipients of the Banbureen Black Alumni of the Year Award. Congratulations to all the award recipients. How about that? Tell us a little bit about that, Naima. And Chubb Rock, the DJ, the legendary DJ,
yes.
Chubb Rock was there. I was so mad I couldn't get there.
Yes, it was a fabulous event. They honored 14 recipients receiving awards that evening, and these are people who attended the Big Ten school, which these are schools, predominantly white institutions. I just found out that's a new word for it, PWI, predominantly white institution. And so you kind of have to be a bit of a trailblazer even going there because, you know, these are places that back in the day didn't even have black students. So, you know, those, they honor people. This is their first event. They're going to be doing this annually. People who've gone to those Big Ten schools who have made some changes in the world, who've been successful in their careers and made a difference. So they honor them and the black alumni who received awards. You know, they did a wonderful video presentation of, you know, showing some highlights of the person's life and some things that they've done. And then we each got a chance to tell a little bit about ourselves. And it was a great event, and I was just so great. Of course, you know, we had Andre Garber on the show a couple weeks before the event to explain a bit about what they want to do. And encouraging young people to attend colleges and universities. And one thing I think that the message that we get out of that event is that if you attend a higher learning institution and you're one of the few of us, do not be intimidated. Don't be afraid. Don't feel like other people are smarter just because maybe they might have come from a family with money and, you know, several generations of college graduates and doctors and all of that, and you're feeling, you know, inferior because you came from the ghetto and nobody in your family hardly finished high school. Don't let any of that intimidate you. You are great. Whatever you are, whatever you choose to be, don't feel that you are any less than anyone else. And enjoy your college time. Enjoy the experience of learning new people and new cultures. And realize sometimes people are ignorant about our culture, but don't let anybody make you feel ashamed of being who you are. And I think all of us have had that experience in being in a predominantly white institution and facing racism, but it makes you stronger. And I said it. I wouldn't be who I am today if I hadn't had that University of Nebraska experience where a lot of those folks don't come from the cornfield and everything else. They didn't know anything about black people.
Right.
You know, and even some of my professors. So you really have to be strong in who you are. Appreciate your culture. Don't ever look down on blackness or your way you speak or anything as lesser than or inferior. That's why I get so infuriated when I hear people talk about Willie Wilson and the way he speaks.
Yes.
If you understand the history of how our language evolved, there's nothing wrong with how anybody speaks. It's a history of how we learned the language and what where we came from. And when you have a brain, you have the ability to think and reason and figure out things, and you can be whatever you want to be. Don't ever let somebody make you think you got to imitate somebody else's culture in order to be accepted. Be who you are and be strong in who you are. A lot of us, we kind of have to be, and that's what I said about Jonah. Sometimes you're going to be in a situation where you got to be a trailblazer.
Yep.
And you have to be an independent thinker, and you have to have the kind of mind where you make up your own mind, even if it goes against the grain. So when you have that kind of spirit, it's because that's your destiny in life. You're going to go places maybe where no one else has gone, and you have to have the courage to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have the courage to try something even when people say you shouldn't do that or you can't do that, you're not smart enough. So when we see that in our children, let us encourage it, because we have a whole lot of ground we have to break as a people, a whole lot of transformations in this society we have to make. And we're going to need some strong-willed children to make that happen. But it was a fabulous event. The Banbury Big Ten Alumni of the Year Awards, the beautiful trophies they gave us and everything. It was very nice, very well put together. The food was fabulous. It was. I just wasn't the black folks in the kitchen. But I really enjoyed it, and I am grateful for those who organized it, because I really think we need to encourage our young people to not be afraid. Don't be afraid to be the minority, so to speak. But I said, don't ever let anybody call you, don't ever call yourself a minority, because even that has a psychological impact, like I'm a minor person, I need to, you know, shut them, be in the background.
Right.
Don't ever call yourself anything that makes you think that you are lesser than, because you are not. Be great for everyone. And it was really a wonderful event. And of course, you know, love my sisters there, all of us who have been in the media business, Marlon and Jerica. Oh, she's got
that's,
a fantastic
show. That's Marlon here.
She's
been on the show. Marlon, right here, yeah. She's been on the show.
I remember her talking about when she...
Yeah.
And then when she elaborated about that again, I thought, oh, that's right, yeah, she's had a major experience.
Yeah.
Coming out of Africa and part of the Igbo community, you know, it's just really powerful. And then, of course, Deborah Crable, you know, Deborah Crable.
Right.
Who was, you know, the host of Ebony Jet Celebrity Showcase. She's now working on a documentary with our dear Queen Mother, Reverend Helen Sinclair, who... She's been on the show many times and just legendary. Still going strong at 101. And if you want a testimony as to why you should change the way you eat, look at this woman. That's Queen Mother, Reverend Helen Sinclair. Walking, you know, without, I mean, she uses a cane, but I think it's more of a style than support because she is strong legs and, you know, just looking like maybe 60, 65 years old. She's 101.
Wow.
So, you want to know why you should change what you're eating, why you should change your diet, why you should eat healthy food and you know, be vegetarian. Look at her. This is what you can have. Like Jody always says on her show, you can live to be 120 years old. Yeah, you can. You know, do your body right. So anyway, I'm looking forward to her her documentary that Deborah Crable is working on. And I'm just so excited to have been part of that inaugural awards event. I think it's going to continue to grow and, you know, be something like the Academy Awards or whatever. But I think it will also be a great encouragement for us to attend those colleges and universities that have a lot to offer. Definitely, you're going to get some culture shock, but I think it's good because we're also going to, you know, make a difference in life and make a difference in the lives of the people
and condolences to the family of Boston Celtics legend Bill Russell has made his transition, NBA legend and civil rights activist Bill legend. We just got the news that he made his transition. It's on CBS this morning. You can see it. Well, if you Google it, you'll see he's all over the place. So, you know, we all got to go, but he's one of the icons of the industry that made a way for those who are here who don't even know him. So I just wanted to share that with you. Google his name, you'll see Bill Russell. Condolences to the family for the passing of a true legend and the mark that he made while he was here on the planet. And you can always go to my blog. I will be sharing information there on the after show and other information that you may need. But I want to leave you with the closing of our, I forgot to mention the winner of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest because the name, I was supposed to announce it during the show and simply forgot about it. How could I forget that? And I want to share with you the winner. She's from Atlanta. She is a dynamite. She's a dynamite. This girl got attitude. She's already a little superstar. So we're going to let you hear just a little bit of that. And Miss... Okay, girlfriend spoke in Korean, okay?
Yes.
That's how talented she is. So you can go to our page and see it on YouTube.com. She commands an audience everywhere she goes. She's hot in Atlanta. And I was like, wow, she's entering our contest. Yay! Kudos. So she did win, so I'll be posting that information on our blog as well. I want to thank you so very, very much for being a part of the show today on The Female Solution. And as we leave you, I also want to remind you that everything you do makes a difference. So be sure when you are doing your affirmations for the day, when you are feeling stressed out, just remember to meditate, to activate the power that is within you. And all that information is on my blog. If you'd like to get a T-shirt, they are available and they help with prizes and cashes for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, as well as the homelessness project that we have. So thank you so very much. As I leave you with the promo for tomorrow, for the Jody Toussaint will be on the air for self-care with Jody Toussaint. And on Wednesday, what can we expect, Naima?
Well, let's see. We've got, yes, this is the first Wednesday of the month. I'm still in the process of completing the HWPL peace education class. I'm going to have someone from HWPL talk about how we'll be having this as a class available online and why it's important for us to teach peace as a way of life, as a curriculum. And so, you know, I'm in the training now. I'm completing the training to be able to teach it to, you know, our hosts and others who they want to actually be instructors. It will be available online. We've created an online school, the New Earth Homeschool Academy, and this is one of the courses that will be available for people to teach their children at home. So whether the public school chooses to incorporate or not, we're empowering people to teach some ways of living to their children so they can change how they behave and change the world. That's our mission. And, of course, you know, Thursday we've got, as always, my personal counseling session.
Our personal counseling session. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. I was like, yeah, every session, like, okay, I'm seeing a therapist because I'm learning all these things.
Okay.
So, yeah, tune on in. And then, of course, Friday, Health and Wellbeing with Deanna. And you always learn some really great health tips. You can take responsibility for your own health and repair your own body because it is your system. Theory on health disparities and also empowering particularly black women to get in better shape, get in better health, and challenge some of these institutions that are not treating us as well as we should. So she's always got some very insightful guests and exposing that which needs to be exposed. And then, of course, her with the nonviolent blogging carnival where people around the world are giving their input on how we can live in a nonviolent society, how we make that happen. So she'll be our host for this coming Saturday. We'll be back again with Soul Purpose Healing with Deanna on Sunday night. So join us at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, 12 noon to 2 p.m. on Saturday, Shana. And then, of course, next week we'll be back again with Monday Morning Mindfulness. It's Zelda Speaks. We start all over again. So stay tuned every day to Speak Now Solutions.
And hopefully we'll have Lionel Abdul-Haq with us this coming Monday because he's usually here with us on Mondays, but he was unavailable today, and we look forward to seeing him next week, and we can do it all over again. How about that? So we missed you, Lionel, and we look forward to having you here on the Female Solution as I leave you with the Female Solution broadcast, so you can choose to be with us tomorrow morning and every day of the week, and we thank you, we appreciate you. And please continue to watch and subscribe and to share this show with someone who, anybody who looks at it will benefit. It really is because it's just a blessing to have this information to be available for the planet. So until next time, we'll see you then. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next edition of The Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. See you next time. Enjoy.
The Female Solution, Global Radio TV. Invite you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Lee. Tuesday, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Mondays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Fervent Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And this is where you can find us. And when you can't find us, just remember we are always on the, I post all of the information that you need to know. It's always on my blog, so you can always go there for updates at ZeldaSpeaks. It's ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And now I'm pulling up the right one because I had the t-shirts up there. But yeah, but remember to get your t-shirts. And every time you purchase a t-shirt, you are purchasing, you are helping the homeless. How about that? And the teen talent contest. See, these are updates from the show, and I haven't completed it yet, but you'll see Naima there, and there will be more information there. So just give me a few minutes, and I'll update that for you. So then we'll see you next week. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned to higher learning. Make it a great day. And remember to hydrate. It's hot out there all week. It's hot, 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 hot. I knew it was something I forgot today. I didn't do traffic today. I just thought about that.
Oh,
I didn't even do traffic. And, yeah, it was crazy. I don't know how. You know what? I got a different piece of paper, and different things have different printouts. And it's like, how the heck? Because I knew I had too much time on my hand. I was like, how did I not do? I just did the weather. I don't even know where the traffic. I don't even know where it is. That's why I didn't see it. That's what happened. Then nobody missed it. All right. All right. Oh, let me hang up. Yeah, I got to always hang up. INTERS for ACLS. Send me a quick paragraph, anything you want me to include on the